This is the B-Team Podcast, a daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96,
a Boswell Media station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
It's the B-Team Podcast on this Wednesday, the 17th of November. You can smell the green bean casserole coming. Of course, the holidays are just around the corner. Want to thank you guys for tuning in. If it's your first time, we do appreciate it. Want to remind you to tell a friend.
We'll be gentle if it's your first time.
Yes. And, of course, if it's not, you're a repeat offender, like the man likes to say. There are
meetings every other Tuesday.
That's right. But I wanted to show you something because this is amazing, and it's all because of the people who are listening right now. I get my
kicks on Route 66.
Well, sometimes. But I get my logistics reports. And 816 listens.
Nice.
Since August of this year.
How much money we have?
Oh, check this out. You're going to want to retire, and I'm almost afraid to show it to you.
How much money we have? Oh, boy. Get on our level, Jeff Bezos. We coming for you, Elon Musk.
That's right. We should be ready to retire in about 50 years.
50 times 100.
Yes, but I will say this. It is fun doing what we do. We love the feedback. We invite you to get over to thebteampodcast.com. Got a request from someone who listens in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, so like Louisville.
Yeah,
not Louisville.
Yeah,
Louisville.
Yeah, I got to say that right.
We're Louisville down here in Mississippi. We're not French.
Yeah.
Get the crap out of here.
Wanted to know if we would consider doing T-shirts and or stickers. I can tell you the stickers are in the works. Would the sign guys do that?
What? Stickers or shirts?
Both.
Probably.
We may have to reach out to them. Anybody else that you know that might?
I don't know.
Who does the Breck Riley Christmas cards?
Vista Print.
Well, that's not that bad. Really? I mean, when...
No, they're manageable. You know, that's one thing that when I started like kind of doing some, you know, of my own logos and stuff like that. And there are a couple of like Shutterfly or some other places, and Vistaprint. It's reasonable. I mean, it's not too wild, not too expensive. It's reasonable.
So what I was thinking was,
I got DJ business cards coming in next week, and I think I got 250 for like $20.
Really?
Something like that.
Okay, we're gonna have to talk off the air, but I'm gonna we got to get some business cards for the podcast, but. I want to get some Christmas cards for the podcast because I've had people reach out and ask about that. So if you are interested in receiving a Christmas card, because we would love to send it to you, I don't care what that costs. If you listen, we'll send you a B-Team Christmas card saying thank you. Again, you can reach out to us. I'm going to say this several times throughout the show. B-Team Podcast, that's letter B, the word team, podcast, the letter MS at gmail.com. So it's the letter B, the word team, podcast at MS at gmail.com. You'll find all the information you need to contact us on the description of the podcast episode. So just check out the contact information there. But we would love to hear from you if you would love to get your B-Team Christmas cards. We'd love to do it. I mean, it's something that I feel is only...
You still got to give out subscriptions for gifts.
Yes, we got to get the gift cards. Because the B-Team Podcast is free. It doesn't cost anything, but we came up with this great idea that it would be fun to give people gift cards.
A subscription.
Subscription gift cards.
Make them feel like they've got something.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's tangible. You gotta do something to make things feel like, you know, it's tangible.
The boss always says, you don't give something away for free. People feel like it ain't worth nothing.
Right.
So you give them a little, like, even if you charge a dollar for it.
Yeah.
It'll make you feel like you're getting a deal.
And
so we'll give you a gift card, you're getting a deal.
And there were some discussions on possibly charging for the podcast. I don't know if I want to charge for the podcast. I'd like to keep it free. But we will accept donations. And maybe we could come up with, like, partial ownership cards. You're like the Packers.
Oh, yeah. But one of my buddies just bought stock in the Green Bay Packers. He was,
I heard it's like $300 a share.
He was in line, digital line, yesterday or Monday for like 6 hours. Uh-huh. And then when he finally got through, he updated his Twitter bio to say partial owner of the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, my God. You know, that's one of the things I will say about that team. I don't care if you're a Packer fan or not. Personally, I'm not a Packer guy. I've always been a Bucks, Bears guy. When the Bucks went to the NFC South, I celebrated because I got tired of being torn when the two would play every year in the division. I will say this. Utmost respect for the legacy and the history of the Green Bay Packers. Of course, my first love has always been Brett Favre. And you're thinking to yourself, how can you be a fan of a quarterback who would, you know, beat the hell out of you every year? I love the way he plays. I've loved his approach to the game, that gunslinger mentality.
Mississippi tough, right?
That's there. Right. Oh, yeah. And he is truly one of a kind. But available now, or is it all sold out, the opportunity to buy certificates? Because it's $300 a share.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if they sold out or not, but I know it was a long, like, digital line to do that.
So. Can you imagine buying?
That's the only team in North America that does it. It's more popular in Europe. A lot of some of the Premier League teams and some of the soccer teams are publicly traded. But as far as North America, Green Bay is the only one that's publicly. And no one can have a 51% ownership. Yeah, no one can have 51%. So it's always going to be owned by the people of whoever. So.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
I had to learn all about it in my sport law class.
I can't imagine that. Went
to like four classes.
Of course, with it being the 17th of November, birthdays today, Rachel McAdams.
Wedding Crashers. One of my favorite movies.
Yes, but Rachel is hot, and I am a fan.
I never watched The Notebook.
No, well, God, just go cry. Or go watch a woman cry for an hour and 30 minutes, and there you go. Daisy Fuentes. She was dating somebody. Of course, she's a former MTV video jock, but she was... Oh, Richard Marx is who she's with now.
Ain't missing you at all? No, that's John
Waite. No, that's John Waite.
Richard Marx.
Hold On to the Night. In the Summer. just imagine the short man with the 4-foot hairdo.
What's the song? It plays on The Breakfast Show all the time. Richard Marx.
Don't Mean Nothing?
No, it's not it. What is it?
It'll come to you. But his girlfriend turns 55 years old today. Actress Lauren Hutton from American Gigolo turns 78. Lauren Michaels.
Saturday Night Live.
The brainchild behind Saturday Night Live and a lot of NBC programming turns 77. And Danny DeVito, who is just an absolute trip, turns, ready for this, 77 years old today. In the world of music, Ronnie DeVoe from Belle Biv DeVoe. And New Edition.
Yeah.
Turns 50.
Girl is poison.
Speaking of, they were here not too long ago. Belle Biv DeVoe.
Yeah, at the resort.
Yes. And big news coming soon from New Edition. Because it's been almost 6 years since they had been together. So big news for that. Gordon Lightfoot turns 83 years old today.
Last week, I listened to the wreck of the...
Edmund Fitzgerald,
because it happened on the November 10th. This is the day, so I listened to it.
Yeah, Philip called me. I got the same little challenge. Yeah. That was funny because I took a screenshot showing that I had listened to it just as I did do it. That is a long-ass song. Seriously. Yeah,
it's a good song, though.
Oh, yeah. It's sad. It's a tragedy. But, man, what a song. Guitarist Isaac Hanson from Hanson is 41, and country singer Aaron Lyons turns 44 years old today. So... happy birthday to everybody else. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you and yours. I'm Brian Bemo Montgomery. That is Brother Breck. And I was giggling last night because television is just getting out of hand. Is there a television show that you find yourself a fan of right now?
Does television mean that it's on like a network? Or can it be?
Doesn't matter.
Dope Sick is my current.
Dope Sick is your new one?
Obsession on Hulu. It's about... when OxyContin first hit the market and how addictive, no one knew how addictive it was because the company that marketed it and put it out actually fooled everyone by saying it's not as addictive, so people won't get addicted. So you can take so much of it and you won't get addicted to it and you'll come off of it a lot easier and all of that. So it's about the company, like, you know, misleading the public and how it became like kind of like the start of the opioid crisis. It's got Michael Keaton in it.
Oh.
And you know how good he is.
I will have to look that up. It's called what?
Dope Sick. But basically that's what happens sick. With, you know, it's a term in addiction, you know, where you get dope sick.
Okay.
You know, you're when you're basically having withdrawals.
And what's that on?
Hulu.
The new
episode comes out today.
Well,
it's in a mini series, so it's not like a show, so it's a mini series. So like I think this is episode 7, next week will be the final. These are 8 episodes, and next week will be the final one. But it's really, really good.
Well, I was giggling because the amount of people who are just marking out, and marking out is a fanboy term.
Wrestling.
Wrestling fan as well. You're just nuts over something, television show, fanatic. People are losing their mind over Yellowstone. We had a conversation not too long ago about you need to watch this show. Because I'm telling you, there is an actor on the show. I forget his name, but the character he plays is Rip, and he reminds me of you in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Cole Hauser.
Yeah.
Because he was in
Fast and Furious.
Too Fast, Too Furious, and Dazed and Confused.
Yeah. Those are the ones I know from. You got to definitely check that out. When we get back, the science behind a perfect hug. Huh. You consider yourself to be a good hugger?
Acceptable. You know.
I love giving hugs.
Better than the average bear.
Bear hug, no pun intended. Of course, B Team Podcast is a rebroadcast of some of the things that you get to hear on Mississippi Superstar Country weekday mornings from 6 until 9. We invite you to check it out. And if you do, or if you listen in Central Mississippi, you know that we have a contest called Kicks Picks. And congratulations to Todd Terrell. He was our big winner this year as far as the entire season, because the grand prize winner is the total winner overall from the entire season. They're getting a leather recliner from the folks over at Byers Furniture in Philadelphia, Mississippi, and tickets to this year's Egg Bowl. And I've got to ask you, because, of course, Mississippi State alumni, this year's Egg Bowl, because when you look at rivalries around the country, you've got, you know, big showdowns that come every year as far as traditions and rivalries. But this year's Egg Bowl is going to be different than any other in quite some time, right? Because we're talking, what, number 2 in the SEC?
SEC West. If Ole Miss beats Vanderbilt, which they will.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe that if State wins, there would be a 3-way tie for second place. That would be Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and A&M would all be 5-3. And in that case, Mississippi State has the tiebreaker over A&M and Ole Miss because they would have beat them head to head.
Right.
So that's the case there. Same thing with if Ole Miss wins, they'd be 6-3 or no, they'd be 5-3, and then they would have the tiebreaker over Texas A&M.
Quickly, if you don't mind, explain that, because if you're not from Central Mississippi, you have no idea what an Egg Bowl is. It sounds kind of silly, but it's actually not.
This is what they call it. They play for the trophy, the battle for the golden egg. It's the golden egg trophy because back in the day, there used to be fights after the game all the time. And so they decided both student bodies came together to find out a way for them to play for something, to try to cut down on the fights.
Mm-hmm.
And they came up with the golden egg trophy. And the golden egg trophy, it's supposed to be look like a football.
Right.
Because back in the day, footballs were more around like a rugby ball.
Right.
So that's where the golden egg comes from. It was supposed to be a football.
These rivalries are incredible, and the names for some of them are even better than that. What are some of your favorite rivalry names as far as the matchups go?
Oklahoma, Oklahoma State's just called Bedlam. That's kind of awesome name for a rivalry. The Apple Cup would be Washington State versus Washington.
Yes.
That's a cool game. What is it? Good, clean, old-fashioned hate is what they called Georgia and Georgia Tech.
Right.
They used to call it, they still call it that.
Yeah, the rambling wreck from Georgia Tech.
I like the cocktail party, but they don't call it that anymore. The world's largest outdoor cocktail party, which was Florida and Georgia.
Right.
They don't call it that anymore for
no
whatever. They said it because it promotes drinking.
Right.
What? And it's college kids. What do you think college kids do?
Yeah. But it cracks me up because
I was in college.
You'll rarely find college stadiums that sell alcohol because most of the kids aren't of drinking age.
They're doing it more and more.
But it's picking up.
And Florida, Georgia, like Mississippi State, I still think Mississippi State, Ole Miss, is the most unique and the most heated rivalry because the state's so small.
Right.
And so, like, I mean, obviously people think Alabama and Auburn's bigger, but State and Ole Miss is the most heated rivalry. And it's not even, especially over the past few years. I mean, right. it's nasty between the two schools and between the fans. And it's because the state's so small. I say it all the time. Mississippi's just a big high school.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason you have two big programs. Because, I mean, you think Texas and Texas A&M, there's so many people in Texas, it ain't going to matter. You know, you're not going to run into, you know, you got TCU fans, you got UTEP fans, you got SMU, you got Baylor. Houston, you got Baylor, Texas Tech. You're going to run into all those people. But in Mississippi, State or Ole Miss, and even if you're like a Southern Miss fan, you either pull for State or Ole. You got one of the two. You State or Ole Miss, you pull for one. You know which one of them you pull for
right.
in that game. So, yeah, that's it makes it just unique and just nasty. But, yeah, I like the other rivalries, like Harvard-Yale. That's a cool game. And I like the Army-Navy game, which is more so like
a, we're growing up in my house where everybody's up until this generation of Montgomery's, everybody's been Navy.
Yeah.
But it was funny because – My son, my niece, my nephew, they all went Army. Just to kind of, you know, shake things up. One that jumped out to me, which was something I followed very closely, was University of Texas and Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah, they used to call it the Red River Shootout.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got PC, and now it's the Red River Rivalry. You can't say shootout anymore.
Yeah. UCLA, USC. Growing up, you know, or I say growing up, spending 20 plus years in California, that was always a big one. Boise State and Fresno State was a good one back in the WAC. Yes.
Back in the WAC. But
I never understood Boise State and how they were actually able to pull off a blue field wearing blue uniforms.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
I will say this about rivalries as far as like craziness goes. Florida and Georgia, when I worked in Jacksonville, and I worked at the football stadium.
Gator Bowl, yeah.
These people start on Monday lining up their RVs on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they have numbers, right? And they have, like, a line to get in. And you can pull it there, and as long as somebody's with the RV, you're okay. You can leave it there. But you have to have some physical person there at all times. So you don't have to be the same person. So if y'all want to do shift work, like Monday, you pull it in there. Monday night or Tuesday morning, your brother comes in and he sits with it all day Tuesday. You come back on Wednesday, you can do that. But you have to have somebody there. Monday afternoon is when they started pulling in RVs and getting ready to go. And then they let them go in on Friday morning. So Friday at lunch at the Gator Bowl, they were like, come with us. They brought all the interns. Like, we're going to go over to Camper City. I'm like, what's that? That's what they call it over there because it is insane. It is nuts, literally. And it's cool. I mean, it's cool. We were going to go back downtown for the game, but ended up not being able to make it downtown for it because you didn't have any tickets. They actually have to bring in extra seating for the game because this sells out way more than any Jacksonville Jaguars game. Mm. So they had to bring in extra bleachers and put them in like up in the end zones and everything.
It's an event
for the game.
He's telling you this, I've seen it. It's incredible. Of course, the B Team podcast brought to you by the official workout gear of the B Team. It is Mammoth Power Company. It's veteran owned. And Mammoth Power Company invites you to get your shit in and go to work. It's the B-Team Podcast.
This is the B-Team Podcast, sponsored by Mammoth Power Company. The official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Lead from the front.
Get your shit in and go to work.
Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for listening today. If it's your first time, you're going to be general because I don't know if I want to be.
Spit on it.
There you go. We invite you to tell a friend. Hey, you were coming off the heels of a Harry Potter. What was it over the weekend? You sat down and
Harry Potterthon.
Yeah, you did a Harry Potter.
I finished it last night. I don't watch the first two. The first two are like Sorcerer's Stone and Chamber of Secrets are kind of like kiddie, like real like kids movies. So I watched from The Prisoner of Azkaban on. And I finished it. Finished it last night.
Well, the cast of Harry Potter is reuniting for a retrospective special. The cast of Harry Potter is coming together for their new special on HBO Max on January 1st. Radcliffe, Rupert Grint, Emma Watson, and more are going to take part in Harry Potter, the 20th anniversary, Return to Hogwarts.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I understand now that there's even a game show based upon the Harry Potter world. You get placed in one of the three houses. It is three, four, one of the four houses. And you compete about trivia on the actors, the show, the character, and you won all kinds of prizes.
I got placed in a house. All you got to do is go to Pottermore.com, and you take a test, and they'll place you in a house.
Where were you placed?
Gryffindor.
Gryffindor? I don't know where I'd fall in. I watched the first two movies, and I went, yeah, I'm good. My daughter's into it.
Like I said, you got to get through the first two are kind of kiddie movies, and then after that, they kind of work.
I can't believe it's been 20 years.
Yeah, and it's 20 years for Fellowship of the Ring, Lord of the Rings. So that's what I'm doing next is Lord of the Rings.
So you're going to run in the whole thing.
Those take a little bit longer because those are all like long movies.
If you thought you had a crappy job, you're about the DoorDash driver who dropped the deuce.
In the lobby or something?
Yeah, in California, he was seen on surveillance using a customer's building lobby as a toilet before dropping off an order. The building manager of the apartment said that they were contacted by a resident in the building saying that there was poop all over the lobby. And I'm not here to defend anybody, but I'm sure at some point in your life, you've been in a set of circumstances where your stomach gets upset and you got to go.
Bubble gut, man.
There ain't nothing worse than bubble gut. Today is the 17th of November, 2021. Brother Brett, 34?
Yep.
Friend of mine, Ruben Escobedo, sent me a song because we were talking about this on the show today. Back in the day, Naughty by Nature came out with a song called OPP, which stood for Other People's Property.
Who's down with OPP?
Well, there was a lot back in the day.
Every damn homie.
Pretty much. Check this version out of Ruben's new version of OPP, which doesn't mean other people's property.
OPP problems, yeah, I got them. You never cannot run them. It started in my 30s when it all began. Get out of bed, step on the floor, twist my ankle. Nothing did it, not even a Lego. Your body aches and you don't work out at a gym. But the ache and pain spreads all throughout your limbs. Wake up in the middle of the night because you gotta pee. Now you're wearing glasses so that you can read. Busted. You ever get up out of bed, stretch and pull your back? Heartbeat feels like you're gonna have a heart attack. Knees are popping all the time when you just walk around. Have to turn the TV up so you can hear the sound. Every time you eat, you have to F to A to R to T. Doesn't matter if the food is fried or if it's healthy. Now your stomach's bubbling, but you can't assume that you're okay, so now you need to find a restroom. Before you know it, you can sleep now before it's 9. No more going out, cause staying home is more than fine. If you have some of this, well, then I welcome you to OPP, cause you got it too.
There you go. So as you hit your 30s, maybe you were down with old people's problems.
not so bad. So bad yet.
Not yet?
No. I was talking last night to one of my friends. She's getting married soon, and I was talking about her wedding director, and I was like, because I talked to the wedding director yesterday, and I was like, God, I used to hate her.
Yeah.
And I said, I hated her. She was my sixth grade English teacher. Hated her with a passion. She gave me detention more than anybody, and I was a good kid in sixth grade. I was like, and now I love her, and we talk all the time.
Yeah.
You know.
Did just age kind of change things?
Yeah, I guess so. And then she's like, the girl's like, well, I don't remember her teaching sixth grade. And I was like, yeah, well, that was 1999. Were you even born then? And she was like, no, I was born in 2000. I was like, okay, yeah, there you go.
Okay. Now, when you were younger, what age did you consider to be old?
40.
Now, being 34... what age do you consider to be old?
40? No. No, I don't know. I always say you're only as old as you feel.
Yeah.
And or as old as you act. And I definitely do not act before because I was talking to that my friend yesterday and I was like, yeah, well, you're born in 2000 and now I feel like I'm 1,000 years old. She's like, you're not that old, are you? I'm like, no, I'm only 34. I was like, I'm basically just a 34-year-old. I'm a big toddler.
Yeah.
Because everybody asks me all the time, Breck, you know, you get along well with kids. You're really good with kids. Why? Because I'm like a 250-pound version of them. They just see me and they're like, oh, look, it's my buddy. Yeah. That's why I'm so good with kids.
I have never felt my age. I've never acted my age, and I never will.
I mean, I get up some mornings and I'm tired. I mean, obviously, we get up at crack of before dawn.
Yeah.
I'm tired all the time, but you don't talk about it that much. Mm-mm. You know, I don't feel the need to complain and act like I'm some old, broken down old man. You know, yeah. I still try to go and, you know, and do and... I don't think that there's just a point where you just have to just resign yourself to be old. I don't think that's a point that you ever have to get to.
No. Well, I can say this. As you grow older, depending on some of the circumstances with it relating to your health, those things factor in. Coming off the neck surgery.
I can't drink a bottle of Jack Daniels all night anymore.
No.
I can't do that.
No.
Like I used to.
No.
Obviously.
No. But there are just concessions that you make, but... because you're making a concession doesn't mean that mentally you have to.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's something that you don't miss, you're not going to miss it. I don't miss slamming bottles of Jack. I know you don't.
Yeah.
We can't be like those people anymore.
Laying out all night.
Yeah, college break.
College life.
Yeah, college break is not radio break.
No.
And radio break isn't, you know, off the air break. We all. Yeah, but I mean, it's
a little bit.
We're behind this mic, we take our personalities and we turn them up to 100.
Yeah.
That's basically what we do.
Yeah.
I mean, we're both like this off the air to a point, but
theater of the mind, as the boss likes to call it, right?
Yeah, smoke and mirrors.
Never ruin a good story with the truth.
No.
Sort of thing. Yeah. You just embellish a little bit.
But being 54 in 20 years, I can tell you that you're going to, you know, make some changes. You know, things like, hey, you want to run upstairs and fool around, and you have to tell this lady, look,
we can walk upstairs.
We can either run upstairs or we can fool around, because I can't do both. I mean, four knee operations, the shoulder surgery. We can
walk somewhere and do that. We're not going to run anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I spent enough time running after fooling around, climbing in and out of windows. No, I'm not going to do that.
Going out the back door.
I'm just very curious as to when do you become old? Because my father, God bless him, 74 years old. Dude, he acts like me, and I'm in my 50s.
Yeah.
And it's, God bless you.
It's a state of mind. It's not his age, I believe.
That's right.
I mean, I know people that are like 21 and they're old.
Yeah.
And they're old. Like, they are old people.
Yeah.
Like, they're old. If you just listen to them talk, if you didn't know, if you just read their text messages and everything, they are old people at 21 years old, right? And I'm just like, I mean, more power to you. I'm not here to say how anybody should live or anything,
no.
Right? Whatever makes you happy, it helps you get through your life easier. That's for you. But they're just like, some people are just old. You can be old at 21 and you can still be young at, 100.
Yeah. All I say is that priorities will change based upon the value of the time that you have to spend doing that. I'm just saying, time becomes more important. And sometimes it's just more important to stay at home and sleep than it is to run around and...
Well, last Saturday when I got invited to the Ole Miss Texas A&M game.
Yeah.
And I mean, my friends, like three of my best friends in the world were going to be there.
Uh-huh.
And they had invited me. They had me a ticket to sit with them. And I just, after Friday night's League Academy game, got home. I didn't get home that late, 11:30 midnight, something like that. And then when I got up, I was just, nope, I can't do it today. And I literally didn't do anything on Saturday. And it's sort of like the end of football season. Like the last day, it all catches up to you.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know if you're just, you're running on adrenaline, because that was August 20th was the first football game. November the 12th, I have a Friday night off between August 20th and November the 12th,
nope.
Right? No Friday nights off.
You start prepping for Friday on
Sunday afternoon.
So you've got your prep that you've got to do. You've got a coach's show to record. You've got a coach's show to produce.
Two coaches' shows to produce.
Yeah, two. Then you've got Holmes Community College to call on Thursday night, Kosciuszko High School on Friday night. Then there's the travel. Then there's not only doing what you do, but overseeing Boswell Media Sports as a collective.
Producing the other two ball games.
And helping produce, Leak Academy and East Central. So, dude, it's...
Yeah, so on the Saturday after it all stops, it just catches up to you. It catches up to me. So I'm just like... It's like your body knows, like, oh God, you're done now. It's like you can finally exhale.
Right.
And when you exhale, it's just like, so Saturday, I literally didn't do anything. I got up. I don't think I got out of the bed until 12:30. I mean, I was awake.
Right.
I didn't get out of the bed until 12:30. Got up, watched Mississippi State play a little bit. And then ended up going, getting some food. And then I came back. And
done.
That was it. I didn't even eat supper because I didn't have anything to cook because I'm going to go grocery shopping.
Right.
So I was like, I got to go. I'd have to leave and go get something. I'm like, nah, not doing that. Get something delivered. No, it's expensive. No, I'm just going to sit here. Like, I had a beer. I had a beer for supper.
There you go. But as positive as we are, there are just some things as we get older that become increasingly annoying. We ask everybody on the B Team podcast social media sites, as you get older, what is something that becomes increasingly annoying? Some of the responses we got. being tired all the time.
Imagine that.
Dental issues? I don't have those anymore. Brother Breck has got a beautiful smile, so he don't have them. People lying for no reason. That annoys me at any age. I don't care if you're young or smart. You get lied to all the time. That would be annoying.
You could have just stopped that sentence after the first word.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah.
That's what gets annoying as you get older. People.
This I thought was interesting, and I'm wondering who this is because I don't recognize the email. Sharing the burden of other people's self-induced personal drama.
Just like we just said, like some people are old at 21, and some people like make their lives a whole lot worse than they need to be.
Something that the two of us can definitely agree upon as you get older becomes annoying, clutter. It didn't bother me as much when I was younger, but it's definitely something that's gotten increasingly on my nerves as I've passed into my 30s.
It's always bothered me.
Yeah. Hate clutter. And last but not least, loud, dark restaurants. Where the hell do you eat in Kosciuszko where there's loud, dark restaurants?
Crowds get annoying as you get older. Like, you know, like concerts and stuff. Like, I like going to concerts.
Yeah.
But I don't mean it, but like when Bulldog Bash was a few weeks ago. No.
I got enough problems. I don't need to go somewhere where I'm going to be drinking, have someone bump into me, or have someone get rude or loud, or go off on somebody. We also ask, which food is a must-have on Thanksgiving? I am adding to this list, putting it first and foremost now, because I will not be able to go through a Thanksgiving ever again for the rest of my life without Brother Breck's green bean casserole.
I gotta go buy some stuff to make that.
Yeah, so we definitely have to have that for Thanksgiving this year. What is something, which food is a must for a Riley Thanksgiving? Outside of your casserole, of course.
I like some kind of potato.
Some kind of potatoes?
Like, my mom makes a really good potato casserole.
Oh, nice.
Like, potatoes are my favorite food. You know, Irish coming out in me. Okay. Which is funny because potatoes are native to South America and not Ireland.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Some of the responses on here, stuffing. Everything else is optional.
See, we don't call it stuffing. We call it dressing in Mississippi. Yeah. It ain't stuffing. It's dressing.
I've never.
Yeah. In the South, it's dressing. It ain't stuffing.
Yeah, stuffing to us is stuff that you put in a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
That's stuffing.
Yeah.
Dressing is what it is.
What comes out of your pillow.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff.
Turkey, always turkey.
See, we don't have turkey. You have ham.
You do ham? Mm-hmm. I kind of do both. I have to buy a small ham and I have to have bird.
I don't care either way. I like turkey, but I mean, we just always have ham.
This might shock you coming out of my mouth. Pumpkin pie? No. You cannot do pumpkin pie at the house. But somebody wrote they have to have pumpkin
pie. I'm not a huge fan of pumpkin pie. It's okay. But I mean, I'm not a huge fan of like baked sweets and stuff.
Anyway.
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm not a cake person. You know, I'm just not I'll eat it. But like cookies. I really have cookies.
Okay. Sweet potatoes are a must according to this person.
I don't like sweet
potatoes. I'm not a fan of sweet potatoes at all. Matter of fact, no. Mm-mm.
It's a good way to ruin a potato.
Exactly. Personal favorite. What is a must on Thanksgiving? I cannot have Thanksgiving without cranberries. It's like me, pizza and potato chips. I can't have pizza without potato chips. It's just a must have. That's some of our social media questions. We invite you to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and of course the B-Team Podcast website at bteampodcast.com.
This is the B-Team Podcast, sponsored by Mammoth Power Company. The official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Lead from the front.
Get your shit in and go to work.
Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, the B-Team Podcast is a rebroadcast of some of the things that you got to hear this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country KX96. The man to my right, the glue that holds us all together, he who is Brother Breck. Yours truly, Brian Bimo Montgomery. Chris Davis joining us periodically. Not for much longer, I understand.
November 30th.
November 30th. Chris, of course, is moving on to an incredible opportunity. I mean, when we found out about it, we're like, oh, I mean, that.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, look, we are all about one thing, betterment. Whether from the stuff we talk about that makes you laugh, to the friends we keep, the family we have. Everybody here wants to see everybody succeed. That's just how we are. So congratulations to him. If it's your first time, welcome. If it's your second, third, or fourth, we appreciate that as well. Make sure you tell a friend. Please follow us. Leave a comment. We do want to remind everybody. And I was going to ask you, stickers, T-shirts, caps.
Yeah.
but not ball caps, stockings. Like, what do you, like what
beanies?
What kind of promotional items would you like to see? Because I'm down for the stickers because you don't see a lot of those anymore.
Spaceballs the t-shirt, Spaceballs the breakfast cereal, Spaceballs the flamethrower. That's what we need.
My mom asked me, she goes, you ever thought of, you know, you look at some of these other shows, she brought up that New Day had a breakfast cereal. If we had a breakfast cereal, what would be in it? Because
PBR.
We're both huge Captain Crunch fans.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the Captain, man.
And he loves it plain. I don't necessarily have a problem with some of the Crunch Berries, but what kind of...
I'm a fan of, like, pain. It'll cut inside of my mouth. That's what I want out of my breakfast cereal.
So what kind of breakfast cereal would the B-Team podcast have?
We would have...
The B-Team breakfast. What would that consist of?
Green bean casserole mixed with beer. Because every kid's going to love that. No, if we had an actual breakfast cereal, it would be... Syrupy flavor.
You
ever like waffle crisps? They used to have waffle crisps. They don't make them anymore. We can bring back waffle crisp. We'll just buy the secret from
General Mills.
General Mills.
Oh,
and we'll
God.
Just put it on waffle ours. Crisp. The waffle crisp would be ours.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Or we can just get some generic flakes and then put some waffle marshmallows in it or something. Like waffle syrup flavored marshmallows. Something general like that.
Yes. The breakfast cereal that's like us. Sticky sweet.
Sticky and leaves a bad aftertaste.
There you go. Yeah, tastes good going in. The aftertaste may hit you. Mm. But stickers, t-shirts are always a given.
Mouse pads. It's like, it's funny. Every time I go to Vistaprint, because like they always try to get you to buy something else. So whenever I'm like, check, I do my order, I create my design. And it's like every time you hit next, it's like, would you like to add this to your order? And it's like, return address labels, or like choose these things. And it's always a mouse pad. It's always a Breck Rally mouse pad there. And I was like, what's a Breck Rally mouse pad?
Coffee cups.
Yeah, that one's on there too. There's a coffee cup on there for like $18 so I can order.
Really?
A Breck Rally. It's a generic white coffee cup with a Breck Rally logo on it.
So coffee cups, t-shirts, stickers.
Flamethrowers.
Flamethrower. Yes.
Spaceballs the flamethrower.
B-Team podcast pasties. With tassels that are yellow and black.
Okay. Okay. Got a good.
Coming to a gentleman's club near you.
Yeah, see them for a dollar.
Yeah. I was just saying, we'll open up a club and we'll call it Stingers. Mm-hmm. All of the entertainment would wear B-inspired clothing. Wings are optional, but they definitely have to have the tail.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the Playboy bunnies with the ears and the cottontail, we have antenna and stingers.
Mm, I like it.
That's going to be dope.
I like it.
2/3 of Americans say that their Thanksgiving, speaking of, will resemble pre-pandemic ones. I think that's awesome. At this point, dude, does it even matter anymore? I mean, are you going to be checking for vaccination cards at the door?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone.
No.
I think people are over it.
Yeah, 63% of Americans say they'll celebrate the way they used to. Those hosting Thanksgiving will not ask guests if they've been vaccinated, while only 27% of hosts will require guests to be fully vaccinated.
Because that's somewhere you want to go.
Yeah.
Because when the thing about going to eat at someone's house is it's supposed to be welcoming.
Yes.
Right? So they're going to be welcoming if they're like, hey. Let me get vaccinated.
You've got a check-in station at the door with a table set up with a little thermometer. And
yeah, because that's where I want to go eat Thanksgiving. if I saw that, I would turn around and walk out. Like, yeah, nope.
Oh,
bye. See ya. Can make my own Thanksgiving dinner.
And here's the funny part.
I can eat a turkey sandwich and make green bean casserole.
Exactly. Now, here's the funny part. Vaccinated.
Yeah.
Let it be.
I ain't in charge of your body.
Mm-mm. Science behind the perfect hug. A lot of female friends. How long should a perfect hug last?
5 seconds.
Really? Survey says, ding, 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 5 and 10 seconds at the longest.
10 seconds is a long time to be hugging.
They found that longer hugs between 5 and 10 seconds were more pleasant than very short hugs. Arm position is either a crisscross or a neck waist. Doesn't really seem to matter. There's no hand placement as far as comfortable. I'm a hugger. I always have been. They say that it's risky to hug longer for more than 10 seconds, although further studies have needed to know exactly when hugs become too long. When does a hug become too long for Brother Bryce?
10 seconds is a long time.
Like, yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah, because we cut 15-second promos.
Yeah, 10 seconds is a long time.
That's an eternity.
You ain't hugging your friends for 10 seconds. That's like if somebody died. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's like a...
You're consoling someone.
Yeah, yeah. If it's like a, hey, you know, someone's leaving from a get-together, you right. know, that's a good 5-second hug.
Yeah.
Something like that. Or... but yeah, 10 seconds, that's like that's a, something happened. Like I'm taking care of you type hug. Or it's a, I'm trying to let you know that I'm trying to, you know, hug. You know what I mean? Maybe you rub the back a little bit hug. That's a 10 second hug. That's, if I'm hugging you for 10 seconds, there's more than hugs on my mind. Just so you know. And I hug a lot of people.
Yeah, you've been warned.
But I also, once again, we go back to, what's appropriate and what ain't appropriate. So if I think it's not going to be appropriate, you get a fist bump.
Yeah.
Fist bump a lot of people.
Yeah. I am a hugger, females. But I am a side hugger and very selective about the full embrace.
I don't really hug dudes. I mean, some of my friends I hug, but yeah. You know, I mean, we do that.
It's a man thing. You do
the one where you grab the hand and then you do the one arm.
Yeah. Now the one arm hug is perfectly acceptable.
Pat him on the back.
Females. What up? Yeah.
Pat him on the back. Good to see you, man. Be good.
Yeah.
You
know?
Now, if your boy, like, you know, something happens with your, you know, like I said, a consoling hug,
right.
You got to bring your boys in and, you know, give them a hug for that.
But you got to get
it. It ain't going to be 10 seconds long.
Yeah. No.
I ain't trying to hanky-panky with any of my boys.
No. Last but not least, are people lying more since the rise of social media and smartphones?
Oh, God.
Space communication, social media, phone texting, video chats, and emails. As of 2004, people told the most lies per social interaction over media that were synonymous and recorded with communications that were distant over the phone and video chat. They said that those people who spoke in person were less likely to lie than someone who communicated with someone online.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just want
to,
I want
to. Some people find it hard to lie when you look at someone in the face.
Well,
I'm not one of them, but I could lie if I need to.
Well, it's bizarre to me
that like to
people
do it like
actually
that.
Pay for this. And I think we should go get jobs at bigthink.com. Because if people are paying for studies like this, are people lying more now than they used to? You're going to pay me to find out whether or not they're...
Does beer taste the same as it did before the pandemic? Let's find out.
Those are questions that need to be answered.
Hard-hitting questions that we ask.
Exactly. Time now for a thing we call Things We Learned Today. And we learned today that if you're down with OPP in today's world, yes.
Ibuprofen.
Yes, it stands now for old people problems. And I am still down with it as I was 30 years ago when it was other people's property.
OPP, every damn homie.
You know me. We learned today that Todd Terrell is our Kicks Picks overall grand prize winner and is on their way to... the Egg Bowl.
Wonder if he's going to take anybody with him because, you know, it's a pair of tickets. Mm-hmm. Or if he's just like, I don't want to go to Thanksgiving. Y'all do it without me.
Yeah. We also learned today that Brother Breck's favorite bowl games have very interesting names, such as
the Egg Bowl.
Yes.
Bedlam.
Bedlam, which is the
Oklahoma State. And the Apple Cup.
Yes, which is
Washington State and Washington.
Not to be confused with the Iron Bowl, which is the University of Alabama and Auburn.
Oregon and Oregon State has been called the Civil War, but I imagine that's going to get canceled.
I would.
It's going to get PC'd out of there.
So. I think that would have been more appropriate for Florida and Georgia than it would have been for that.
Or Kansas and Missouri, which is a really good. They don't play the game anymore, but that one's actually really good because that's like real. Like the border war was a thing.
Right.
So Kansas and Missouri people. They like family members killed each other. So Kansas and Missouri don't play anymore. But when they were like both good, it was pretty heated because I worked with a lady in Florida and she was a Jayhawk. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I was like, I like Kansas State. I was like, they're my favorite Big 12 team because I got a buddy that went to Kansas State. And she's like, oh, that's fine. As long as you're not a Missouri fan. She's like, I hate Missouri. And like, literally, like, go look up, if you don't know what the border war is, it's a war in the Civil War between Missouri and Kansas. You know, Missouri was a slave state and Kansas was a free state.
Right.
And they got into it. I mean, there was families killed and everything else. So that's why Missouri and Kansas, they don't get along.
We learned that most people's must-have Thanksgiving food is turkey. Brother Breck's must-have food on Thanksgiving would be?
besides green bean casserole, it's potatoes, like my potato casserole.
With me, it's got to be cranberries. Miss Lisa joining us. What is your must-have food on Thanksgiving? You've got to have one.
My Aunt May's homemade dressing, homemade cornbread dressing. It is the best, and I am real picky about my dressings, but hers is off the charts.
Now, you notice she didn't call it stuffing.
I told you we don't call it stuffing.
It ain't no stuffing down here in the South,
not
is
in
it,
the
Brett?
Not in the sip. So that's going to wrap things up today. Again, we invite you to get over to bteampodcast.com. Please share, tell a friend, and we want your feedback. Bumper stickers, T-shirts, which do you want? It's the B-Team
Podcast. The flamethrower!
Oh, don't forget, we got to get those Christmas cards. So please, if you're listening, you'd like to receive one, just get us your contact information. We'll be happy to get you one. So, what, tomorrow? Thursday. Joined by the one and only Emily White on a Thursday. It's the B-Team Podcast. Say goodbye, Brother Breck.
Goodbye, Brother Breck.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kicks 96.
A Boswell Media station.
Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at bteampodcastms@gmail.com.